Good morning and happy Sabbath. It was a hard week for me, and we did a lot of research on the topic that we'll be talking now once they are ready. And everything I say it's here, it's not for condemnation, it's for education. And I hope we'll be repeating different things, and repetition is the mother of knowledge, right? All right, last time we started about five principles of good digestion. Whenever you're ready, you let me know. Of good digestion, and we mentioned the first one, whoever remembers, first principle. Do not drink waters with your meal, all right? And we were talking about that, when to drink the water and how much to drink and what type of water to drink. The second principle that we were starting talking about was do not overeat. And we saw that how important is our ability to withstand the temptation of eating too much of the food. And we saw the quote which was saying that if we overcome our desire and we are able to stand on the point of appetite, we would be able to stand on every other sin and perfect our character. There is no way we can perfect our character when we are intemperate in our eating habits. But on the last quote, I mentioned that it's not only our minds that cannot withstand, that we are from within cannot withstand the temptation. There are also the food industry that it's doing to the food that creates changes in our minds that makes us so weak and we cannot just say no. We saw the example of the cookies, of the Oreo cookie, that they have 23 appetite stimulants into it, and that's extremely a lot. So this is what we will be talking today. But before we do that, our high calling. Our minds must be prepared to stand every test and to resist every temptation, whether from without or from within. And before I start the whole lecture, please remember, do not think that God wishes us to yield up everything which is for our happiness here to retain. All he requires us to give up is that which would not be for our good and happiness to retain. All right? As we said, through appetite, Satan controls the mind and the whole being. Some food's ingredients directly interfere with our minds and bodies, like in those appetite stimulants that we have. These ingredients are known as neurotoxins because they are toxic to the nervous system. They are also called excitotoxins because they overstimulate the brain cells to the point of cell death. And we'll be talking about the excitotoxins and neurotoxins. The most common neurotoxins in food are monosodium glutamate, MSG, or glutamic acid, aspartame, and autolyzed yeast. Dr. Russell Balak, neurosurgeon and nutritionist and author of Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, say that this group also includes hydrolyzed protein of any type and yeast extract. Some neurotoxins are hidden in foods under the term spices, natural flavors, or artificial flavors. At least one excitotoxin is found in most prepared foods, including soups, and particularly in prepared vegetarian foods, such as meat substitutes. I do remember one time we were at a potluck, and there was one lady who prepared corn, and it was so tasty, and I was amazed, like, this is really good corn. How did you make it? And she gave me the recipe, and there was the mushroom seasoning and other types of seasoning, so I write it down, and she told me that she buys them at the Asian store. And when I went there, and when I looked at the ingredients in the mushroom seasoning, the first one was monosodium glutamate. And that's the one that stimulates our appetite, and it feels and it tastes so good, but it damages our bodies and our minds so badly. MSG and autolyzed yeast are prevalent in low-fat and no-fat foods, packaged foods, and food restaurant meals, and instant meals such as soups and noodles. Even baby foods and infant formula may contain both MSG and processed aspartame. I just took an example. You see, down below, and it says Nestle infant nutrition, and the first ingredient is whey protein concentrate. And that's, if the whey protein it's in there, it means it does contain MSG, and we will see that just in a minute. As a flavor enhancer, MSG is required by the FDA to be listed in the ingredients. However, as a processing agent, which is very common in many food products, MSG does not require labeling. So if you add it, then you have to put it in the label. But when you process a food, when you extract the protein, when you change it, and when you do it in a concentrated form, this process produces MSG, monosodium glutamate, and you don't require to label it. So a lot of people, when they see the package, it says no MSG. It's deceptive because there is still some into it. As in a table that you will see that you received, names of ingredients that contain processed free glutamic acid. It says based on the information in Truth in Labeling. So you see glutamic acid, monosodium glutamate, if it says there. Anything that has hydrolyzed protein, calcium casein, that's the milk products that we have, yeast extract, autolyzed yeast, gelatin, textured protein. We see here whey protein concentrate. So if it does that, it means it definitely has it. There is a second list. You also have the soy sauce. So I use that a lot, and I'm trying to buy the organic and non-GMO, but probably there is time when we have to get very educated and to learn how to produce all our own food from scratch, and we know what we put in our food. The second list, it says names of ingredients that often contain the produce, and the third one is the one that it's suspected to have. And when you see at all those lists, when you go into the food store, there is hardly a product that has a label on it that doesn't have one of these products. So it's the advice is do your cooking at home with the products that you have, from the whole grain and whole food diet to be there. I know it's very convenient to go just to the store and to buy the canned one and the packaged one things, but it comes with a cost, and you have to count the cost. So we'll see. The health risks of excitotoxins are documented and significant. By the early 1980s, evidence of monosodium glutamate induced brain lesions was well established. A mountain of evidence connects neurotoxins with an alarming array of symptoms and diseases, to name just a few: insomnia, depression, slurred speech, fatigue, irritability, vision loss, hearing loss, anxiety attacks, asthma, vertigo, joint pain, Parkinson's, lateral sclerosis, seizures, leukemia, other cancers, rheumatoid arthritis, migraines, Alzheimer's, tinnitus, and retinal damage. So it's bad. It's really bad, and I hope you'll be more aware of the chemicals that people are putting into it. MSG connection to gross obesity is also interesting. Scientists create obese mice and rats to use in research on diets or on diets or diabetes by injecting them with MSG at birth. The MSG greatly increases the amount of insulin the pancreas secretes, causing obesity. The rodents also become insulin resistant. So they basically have the same diet and the same amount of calories, but they just get very, very obese. And it's no wonder how people even in nowadays become the insulin resistant. The cell-destroying excitotoxin in meat substitutes not only stimulate appetite, but also are associated with food addiction. In addition to various other harmful ingredients such as refined sugars and propylene glycol, which is found also in antifreeze, meat analogs almost always contain MSG. Autolyzed yeast is also a common ingredient. Some packages say no MSG, but these claims are deceptive because the MSG is just replaced by another excitotoxin, autolyzed yeast. And I went to Giant and Safeway, and I just took those products that sometimes, because of convenience and it's easy to make something, you know, you just do your pasta or do your rice and you put that in. And when you read the label, you can find, you know, all these products are into it, all the best bad additives, because if you just create simple food with grains, it doesn't taste as good, you know, and they want you to be addictive to those foods and keep buying them. Textured vegetable protein and soy protein isolate are used by some vegetarian as ground meat substitute in chili, meatloaves, fillers, and stuffing. TVP and soy protein isolate are extremely processed. In addition, vitamins and minerals, fats, amino acids, and enzymes have been removed in processing. That's what left. What's left is essentially a synthetic food which the body can neither recognize nor utilize. It's a stressor rather than a benefit. The same applies to meat substitutes that contain concentrated wheat gluten. While those foods do not always contain excitotoxin, the liver is greatly burdened as it works to get rid of the rid the body of this manufactured alien protein. There are other forms where MSG is present. It's been found soaps, shampoos, hair conditioners, and cosmetics. Most sunblockers, creams, and insect repellents also contain the MSG. Whatever that it says, hydrolyze, amino acids, or protein. Binders, fillers from medications, nutrients, and supplements also may contain MSG. According to the manufacturer Verivax Merck, chickenpox vaccines contains monosodium glutamate and hydrolyzed gelatin, both of which contain processed free glutamic acid. If it would appear that most, if not live viruses vaccine, contain some ingredients that contain MSG. What is the council? Grain, fruits, nuts, and vegetables constitute the diet chosen for us by our Creator. These foods, prepared in as simple and natural a manner as possible, are the most healthful and nourishing. Simple combination of nuts and grains and fruits manufactured with taste and skill will commend themselves. Thank you. Another paper that it was given, it was just a recipe of the burger that we found to be very simple to make, and it's very, very tasty. So there's no additives in nothing. So please try it out. You really like it. Thank you.